local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Next traffic update coming up in 4 minutes. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in this week. Austin is back after his little stint with illness. You can't get sick during the weekdays, Austin. Don't you know this? You're supposed to get sick on the weekends only.
Yeah, I know. It was a lapse in judgment.
Better by Monday. And that's how dare you? Just don't do that again.
I'll try my best, sir.
All right. And actually, you're going to have a pretty busy day, busy week this week, too. You're going to be filling in starting tomorrow morning on Pensacola Morning News as well.
Yeah, don't remind me. I've got a very busy week. Right.
Yeah, doing the early morning and sleep during the middle of the day and then come back in the afternoon and crank this out with me. So there we go. Top three stories here. Israel is confirming it launched a strike targeting a Hezbollah commander in Beirut. The commander reportedly survived the attack. This is a retaliatory attack because he's the one that was responsible for the attack that killed 12 kids and injured 40 more over the weekend. Now, Hezbollah said that the strike did kill one of its fighters. Now, Israel said that they wanted to send a very strong message to Hezbollah, but are hoping to avoid further escalation. Number two top trending story. The new head of the Secret Service says he's ashamed of the failures leading up to the attempted assassination of former President Trump, and he has no defense for why the shooter was on top of that roof. He appeared before a Senate committee today, and he called the shooting a failure on multiple levels. He added that the agency has rolled out new procedures to prevent future security lapses, including the use of drones, which, surprised they haven't been using that for a while anyway. And final top trending story here in Pensacola, 75-year-old Leslie Robinson was arrested last week for child pornography charges. He has pled not guilty today. He faces 20 counts of child porn. Apparently, he was using public Wi-Fi access points at NES Pensacola, Starbucks, and a public library. When the warrant was served, he told the police he had thousands of images on his laptop. He was booked and released on a $250,000 bond last Friday, but pled not guilty in court yesterday. Let's get to some local headlines, Austin.
Well, let's see. I-10 between Highway 29 and I-110 has been reduced to two travel lanes in each direction. The Highway 29 northbound ramp to I-10 eastbound will also be closed. Traffic on Highway 29 northbound will be detoured to make a U-turn at Broad Street to access I-10 eastbound. And you may be wondering what the heck is all this about. Well, the work is part of a $236 million construction project that is improving capacity and safety for the 62,000 daily drivers who travel the I-10 Highway 29 interchange. The project is estimated for completion in 2030.
Starting in August, the Florida Department of Transportation is going to begin a resurfacing project on US 98, also known as Gregory Street. It's going to go from North Palafox to east of 14th Avenue. So lane closures will be limited to 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., so you don't have to worry about it during the middle of the day. And it'll happen Sunday through Thursday, so Friday and Saturday there won't be lane closures. The project is supposed to be completed early next year, and additional work is going to include lighting improvements from West Tarragona Street to 14th Ave, signal upgrades, sidewalk and crosswalk improvements, including Americans with Disabilities Act upgrades. We don't have enough places where you can, like, you know, have wheelchair access. And there will also be some stormwater management enhancements as well. So once again, US 98 going to be having some regular closures starting in August.
And the city of Pensacola has released their proposed city budget for the next fiscal year. The budget includes no millage rate increase, a 7% increase in the budget for the fire department, adds 4 full-time jobs, and includes the second year increase in the city's salary reform plan. The first year in the salary reform plan added $2 million to this fiscal year's budget, and proposed budget for the next fiscal would add another $2 million and also includes a 3% cost of living raise for all employees. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says that the higher wages are important for the city to attract top talent and be able to fill jobs. 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, still got some heavy backups on I-10 westbound. That's if you are traveling north on I-110 and turning on to I-10 there. Also have some backups if you're just traveling on I-10 westbound, period, coming from North Davis Highway, that area there. There is an accident reported over there, and we had a caller telling us that as well. So that's adding to that strip of congestion there. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. What road is this here? Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We did get confirmation of that accident. I'm just now seeing it on Gulf Beach Highway. If you were traveling east or west towards Kingsport Avenue, we did get confirmation of an accident there. So that's still causing heavy backups as well. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And we did have backups on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that has seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, it's high 80s here in Pensacola. Do have a heat advisory as we get into tonight. The low is going to be 79, and chances of thunderstorms are likely, but those should dissipate as we get into Wednesday. I'm Austin Price with your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. The new Mobile River Bridge and Bayway took a big step forward. We've been talking about this for a while. Remember, this is going to be the new toll bridge that they're going to build over going to Mobile.
Right.
It's a $3 billion project. They were just awarded $550 million from the Bridge Investment Program. And it was announced today that they plan to break ground on the project early next year or later next year and then have a ribbon cutting in 2030. Now, Governor Kay Ivey stated, "We got the ball rolling now. We're not going to stop. We're going to get it done." What does that mean? The Alabama Department of Transportation project manager, Edwin Perry, said that they're still just in the design phase. They've got about 40 to 50% of that completed, and they're still in the process of applying for a federal low-interest loan, known as a TIFIA loan. I don't know what that means. The state can borrow up to 49% of the total project cost, which is what they're hoping to do, in order to keep the overall cost down. So the state will still have a $2.50 toll with discounts for regular commuters, but the governor committed again yesterday to eliminate the tolls once the project is completely paid for. The repayment period for the loan that they're applying for is up to 35 years. So you'll have a toll on it for about 35 years is what it's looking like. So we'll see what happens with that.
And Santa Rosa County Commissioner Sam Parker's lawsuit against local gun store owner Chris Smith will continue. Circuit Court Judge J. Scott Duncan rejected a motion to dismiss the lawsuit this week. Parker claims that videos posted by Smith on social media were derogatory and are unfairly using his likeness in an ad for Smith's Gulf Coast Gun Shop. But Smith says the videos are protected political speech and satire and not ads. His attorney says the videos just happened to be filmed in the store. The PNJ reports that the judge said Smith's defense should be argued during other stages of the litigation.
Deputies are investigating an apparent road rage that happened this morning. It happened at 11:45 a.m. on Longleaf Drive. According to the sheriff's office, the incident began on Pine Forest Road, and it ended with somebody shooting the tire of the victim's vehicle. No one was injured, thankfully, but unfortunately, that tire is goner.
the only thing injured was the tire. The Escambia County Sheriff's
bad joke. You just kind of gave me a pity laugh. That was very rude.
No, it wasn't a pity laugh. It was just like a little sickly Austin chuckle. I'm okay. Hanging by a thread here. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is asking the public for help finding a missing and endangered woman. According to an ECSO Facebook post, 23-year-old Davida Elizabeth Knight has been missing since Saturday, July 27th. The post said Knight was last seen walking in the 1500 block of Gulf Beach Highway around 5 p.m. Saturday. Knight is described as being 4 foot 10, 160 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. According to the post, she was last seen wearing gray pants and a gray jacket. Anyone with information on her whereabouts can contact the ECSO at 850-436-9620. Again, that's 850-436-9620.
Vote by mail ballots have been starting to get counted now. According to the PNJ, the Escambia County Canvassing Board began work this week. Vote by mail ballots begin early in Florida. And here's the thing. So the primary night is August 20th, and Andrew and I are going to be at the Democrat National Convention. So we usually do a big election night coverage and everything like this. So then we're going to hand the reins over to Austin. He's going to be covering all the election night coverage that night for us, right?
Yeah. You warned me that I'm going to be taking on some of that. So fingers crossed. We'll see how that turns out. My goodness.
So yeah, get ready for election night, August 20th. But if you got mail-in ballot, you can go ahead and do it now. They're starting to count the ballots already.
All righty. 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, some state and national news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. What does Joe Biden want to do to change the Supreme Court? Well, a couple of things, including 18-year staggered terms so that every president gets to nominate two justices to the court in their four-year tenure. I support this, and I'd like to see a constitutional amendment. What are the other things he proposes? Well, we talked about it this morning. Plus, President Trump's semi-explanation of his won't have to vote in 4 years comment and discussing the Wedgwood multiple murder with Sheriff Simmons. You can find all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, The Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
Pensacola right now on News Radio
Austin.
90. Yes.
We're not trying to put people to sleep on their drive home now.
I know, but I like that song. I've used that.
Yeah, when you're going to sleep, gotta wake people up. We gotta keep them awake while they're on their drive home.
Okay, yeah, I'll play Judas Priest next time. Forgive me.
Something gotta get a little bit of oomph to it. I'm just saying.
I'll admit that while this song wasn't an example of this, sometimes I'll pick one and it's like, man, that was not a good bumper song. Like I'm like, it sounds like a good one, and then it just it kind of drags a bit. But good song,
good
song, Bob Seger, nonetheless. All right, just past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather very quickly. Let's see. We did have that accident report on I-10. If you're traveling westbound passing I-110, it is causing some backups, pushing you back to North Davis Highway. And now the congestion basically reaches between North Palafox Street and North Davis, so that's pretty rough at this time. Also got some backups at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street as well. And Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. Outside of that is Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Heavy backups traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Kingsport Avenue because of an accident report we had over there earlier. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and maybe a little bit redeveloping on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, 89 degrees in Pensacola, low of 79 tonight, and likely chances of thunderstorms this evening as we bleed into tomorrow, but hopefully by then they should dissipate. I'm Austin Price with your traffic and weather together. Bobby?
Speaking of weather, we take a look at the tropics. We mentioned yesterday there was a storm out in the middle of the Atlantic headed towards Florida, or could head towards Florida. We have an update on that. It has an increased chance of formation over the next 7 days. We're looking at a 60% chance of formation now. And the storm track is still so far out there, who knows where it's actually going to go. But the predictions is it's shifted a little bit further to the east and the north. So instead of it entering into the Gulf, like at the tip, like going through the Keys, is now looking like it's headed to more like Palm Beach, maybe Fort Lauderdale over on the east coast of Florida. So, and of course, over the next 5 to 7 days, this could completely shift and may not even form. It may bounce out back out to the Atlantic. It may go up to South Carolina, you know, who knows. So, but we will continue to keep our eye on that for you all week long. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission is rolling out a new plan to keep students safe across Florida. The group discussed its new Florida Harm Prevention and Threat Management model while gathered in Broward County earlier today. The plan will require school districts to create a threat management team and a response policy. The commission will continue meeting throughout the day and reconvene tomorrow. Officials are expected to talk about the database designed to track students considered threats and the role of mental health providers throughout the whole process. And I've talked about this many times. I would love to see just a mandatory class, like a group class, from middle school all the way up through high school that is basically a mental health class. It doesn't have to be called mental health. You can call it whatever you want to. But, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy or something like this that is a mandatory class that all the students can take, I think it would do wonders with kids' mental health in general, not just with dealing with bullying and eating disorders and social media stuff or whatever it might be. I think it would just help out tremendously. And I think I think it's a good use of our educational system to be able to do that. All right, it is Pensacola right now with Bobby and Austin. I'm Bobby, just filling in on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else have we got in state headlines, Austin?
Well, the nonprofit group Florida Tax Watch released its annual report on the state budget. According to their report, what makes this year's budget stand out is the almost $2 billion in extra funding being spent above the state budget, an increase from the $1.4 billion in additional spending, spending in fiscal 23-24's budget. A total of 122 new state employee positions have been created, part of the $2 billion outlay, with most funds coming from the General Revenue Fund.
Then, several organizations are... we ran out of time?
You can do one more story while the outro music's playing.
Nope, don't want to.
I was about to say, you just gotta be quick.
That's not worth it. Now how about this one? A Florida man convicted of kidnapping adult siblings in a national force in 94. Governor DeSantis went ahead and signed his death warrant. He's going to be killed on August 28th.
All right.
Is that the right way to put that?
It's the blunt way to put it.
Fox News. News. I'm John Saucier. Israeli Defense Forces carrying out a strike near Beirut, killing a Hezbollah commander accused of orchestrating a recent attack on a soccer field that killed 12 kids and teens. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the United States is trying to work towards a diplomatic solution.
So we do not believe that an all-out war is inevitable. That is not something that we believe, and we believe that it can still be avoided.
Ohio Republican Senator and Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance visiting Henderson, Nevada, rallying voters today. Vance says Vice President Kamala Harris intentionally let people cross into the United States illegally.
As America's border czar, Kamala Harris unleashed the worst border crisis in American history. 10 million illegal aliens just on her watch have invaded our country. And it wasn't by accident. We know it was by design.
The vice president was tasked with leading diplomatic efforts in Central America's Northern Triangle countries. She has a rally in Atlanta tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. After a disastrous global IT interruption this month that hamstrung air travel, Delta Airlines is now seeking compensation from the two companies at the heart of that disruption, cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike and Microsoft. Some analysts are saying the outage could cost Delta upwards of $350 million. PayPal today posting upbeat growth in transaction margin dollars for its June quarter, surprising investors on that key metric. The key measure for the company's success have become increasingly important to PayPal's investors. Shares are currently down 0.77% in after hours. Stocks finished the day mixed. The Dow gained 203 points, while the S&P 500 fell by 27, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 222. The Index of Consumer Confidence rose to 100.3 in July from a revised 97.8 last month. That's the highest level since March 2021. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The AFC East has three quarterbacks in win-now mode between Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and Tua Tagovailoa. Some are doubting the Bills heading into the season, but I trust Josh Allen the most out of this trio to once again win the AFC East. And I give the slight edge to the Jets over the Dolphins for second place because Rodgers is better than Tua, and Gangrene's defense is in much better shape than Miami's. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Save money today on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Our professional parts people can recommend the oil change supplies you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital. Presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to Miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Kia Autosport and Tell Staffing and HR.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh-smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas. La,
la, la, la, la. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. N73124 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
2019. According to two witnesses, following a Republican fundraiser, Congressman Matt Gaetz is hosting an afterparty in his hotel room. His date, a paid escort. According to one witness, the escort prepared lines of cocaine, rolled up a bill of cash, and snorted cocaine with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 430.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, we do have some accident reports on, this is going to be on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing I-110 north. We do have some heavy backups in that area that are backing you up almost towards North Davis Highway if you're traveling on I-10. But if you're traveling on I-110, trying to make that turn there, you're still going to be backed up on that. Then it's going to be some issues at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Same could be said for Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, giving us some issues at this time, as we typically see this time every other day or so. Then it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's high 80s here in Pensacola, 89 degrees to be exact. And then it's we do have some likely chances of thunderstorms as we get into this evening, but they should dissipate by tomorrow. And tonight's low is going to be 79 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Top three stories here for you. Israel is confirming a retaliatory strike where they targeted a Hezbollah commander in Beirut, Lebanon. He survived the attack. This is, of course, retaliation after the attack that killed 12 kids and injured 40 more over the weekend. And Israel said it wanted to send a very strong message to Hezbollah, but they're hoping to avoid further escalation. The new head of the Secret Service was grilled today in front of a Senate committee and said he's ashamed of the failures and has no defense for why the shooter was on top of the roof, but also announced that they've rolled out new procedures, including the use of drones and a new vetting process for security plans. And a man charged with child pornography possession last week has pled not guilty today. 75-year-old Leslie Robinson, if you remember, he was arrested Thursday. He's released on $250,000 bond on Friday. He's gone ahead and pled not guilty in court yesterday. Those are your top three stories. Let's get to a medals count. The United States leads with 26 total medals. The next closest is France with only 18. We're crushing them. But we're actually not doing so good in the golds. We are in sixth place when it comes to golds. Japan leads with 7. China and Australia have 6. France and Korea have 5. And then we have 4 golds. Then we have 11 silvers and 11 bronze. So 26 total medals right there. What else we got going on with the Olympics, Austin?
Well, let's see. We've got our U.S. gymnastics team, women's gymnastics, being one of the gold winners. Back on top of the world for the first time since 2016 today, Simone Biles sealed the win with her floor routine performance. And this is the 4th gold medal for the U.S. women, with the other 3 coming in 1996, 2012, and 2016. So congratulations to them, of course. Also, the U.S. men's national soccer team closed out group play with a 3-0 win over Guinea. And this is always one of the toughest parts of the year when it comes to sports headlines, because the names are quite difficult to read. Kevin Paredes led the way for the Americans after scoring a pair of goals. And then Jordi Mihailovic also found the back of the goal for the Stars and Stripes. And then Patrick Schulte managed to stop both of the shots he faced on goal to preserve the clean sheet for Team USA. The men's national team finished 2nd in Group A with 6 points after going 2-0-1, and is joining host nation France in the quarterfinals on Thursday. And lastly here for your Olympic headlines, U.S. star Coco Gauff, tennis star that is out for the women's singles competition at the Paris Olympics. She was dropped in the 3rd round after losing in 2 sets against Dana Vekic of Croatia this morning. However, the loss did come with some controversy. The second set was tied at 3-2 when the lines person made an out call before Gauff hit the ball that was overruled by the chair umpire. It resulted in a heated protest from the 20-year-old with the officials that lasted for several minutes, and it left Gauff with tears in her eyes. She is still in the competition with chances to take home medals for doubles and mixed doubles. We also have some MLB today. A couple of games have gotten underway. First of all, the Guardians have beaten the Tigers earlier today 5-0. That makes the Guardians, I think, if I can read correctly, 65-42 on the season. They are the top team in the American League today, so that's pretty insane. As far as games going on right now, we've got Yankees and Phillies. That's a huge one. On TBS, that game just got underway. It's in the top of the 1st. And then Blue Jays and Orioles, that's not televised, but they're heading into the bottom of the 1st now. And we've also got Marlins and Rays getting underway in about 10 minutes. So we'll give you a score update on that around this time next hour.
Yeah, I didn't realize the Marlins were playing so bad this year. I just saw their record.
Oh, yeah. No, they've. I think they're one of the worst 67. Teams in their league.
Yeah, that's not good. And the Rays, 54-52. I'm a Braves fan, by the way. Who do you root for?
I root for the Guardians. that's why I'm like, hey, good for us. That's the thing. I rooted for them when they were the Indians, and I was there when we had our choke job in the 2016 World Series to the Cubs. Wasn't happy about it.
I was actually there.
Yeah. I was like there, like at the game. I mean, I was a fan.
I was there.
I was
living in Cleveland at the time, and I went to a lot of the games that season. And
the 3-1 blown lead. Wow.
Yeah. It was a good series, though. I mean, it just was unfortunate if you're a Cleveland fan.
Exactly. I don't think many people had beef with the Cubs. They hadn't won in 108 years. It was just the fact that you just had to beat the Indians of all teams. That's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a good series, though.
Oh yeah.
There's that cover all of our sports.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we got. Yeah, let's just move on to something else. I don't know what else got. Oh, did you? I just saw this though. Have you watched any of the 3-on-3 basketball? This is the first year that they're doing 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics.
No, I have not seen any of that.
Yeah. So apparently the U.S. women lost to Germany in the 3-on-3 basketball. So that's kind of disappointing. I haven't seen what the men have done yet.
I want to say the 3-on-3 one, though. I want to say we had previously touched on them having some injury issues.
Oh, with the women's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. So anyway, I'll check that one out. There's do we do national now? I forget. Where are we at?
Well, we didn't do national before break earlier.
We
but
didn't?
But we just went right into sports. So.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do some national stuff here real quick then. The director of the Heritage Foundation-led Project 2025, Paul Danz, he's stepping down. Project 2025 was made up of a coalition of conservative organizations and Trump allies, but they have a hard right policy blueprint that Trump and his campaign have tried to distance themselves from. And so he's been very critical of the director, Paul Danz, and now Paul Danz is stepping down. So with that, the Trump administration released a statement. The Trump campaign's been very clear for over a year that Project 2025 had nothing to do with the campaign, did not speak for the campaign, and should not be associated with the campaign or the president in any way. Reports of Project 2025's demise would be greatly welcomed and should serve as a notice to anyone or any group trying to misrepresent their influence with President Trump and his campaign. It will not end well for you. Now, the Heritage Foundation has come out and said, just because Paul Danz is stepping down, Project 2025 is not going to be going anywhere. They're right. Still going to keep that in place.
Yeah, that's weird. A very threatening message there. Whether you agree with Project 2025 or not, I don't even know what it is, but I will say that that was a very tough message from the Trump half there. The U.S. is buying oil to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The purchase of more than 4.6 million barrels of crude is the latest at the Department of Energy works to refill the emergency stockpile. More than 180 million barrels were released in 2022 in an effort to keep gas prices down after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As of July 19th, the reserve located in Louisiana had about 374 million barrels of oil.
Then progress is slowly coming on what is now California's fifth largest wildfire. The Park Fire is 14% contained after scorching more than 383,000 acres since last Wednesday. That's bigger than Los Angeles and about 12 times the size of San Francisco. It is impacting the counties of Butte, Tehama, Shasta, and Plumas counties. Nearly 200 structures have been destroyed. Another 4,200 are being threatened.
And the Senate has approved a pair of bills to boost the safety and privacy of children online. The Kids Online Safety Act and Children's Online Privacy Protection Action would require companies to protect children from the promotion of suicide, eating disorders, substance abuse, sexual exploitation, and more. But the legislation has an unclear path in the House, which just started its six-week summer recess.
And a Zoom call last night in support of Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign for president dubbed White Dudes for Harris is providing a big boost in campaign funds. The more than three-hour Zoom call included actors like Jeff Bridges, Sean Astin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Josh Gad, and Mark Hamill, as well as NSYNC pop star Lance Bass. An organizer for the group said white men have been moving further right in recent years, and he hopes the movement can encourage support from the demographic on the left. According to the Washington Post, the organizer said, "We all know that the silent majority of white men are actually MAGA supporters. They're folks like you who just want a better life for their families." Now, a recent poll showed that more men in general are supporting Trump and women in general are supporting Kamala Harris.
Yeah. I mean, that's not much of a surprise there. I would say Bobby Rossi, for whatever reason, his name was removed from the script. He was also in on the White Dudes for Harris Zoom call, so I don't know why he got rid of that. But anyway, Taylor Swift responding after three children died and seven were injured at a UK dance and yoga class themed around the pop star's music. Swift wrote in an Instagram story, quote, "The horror of yesterday's attack in Southport is washing over me continuously, and I'm just completely in shock," unquote. Local police said that they arrested a 17-year-old male suspect in the mass stabbing, and the BBC reported that fans of Swift raised £28,000 in support of the victims.
Microsoft is investigating outages impacting its Office and its Office applications and services. Microsoft 365 services and features apparently were down, but by 11 o'clock this morning, they said the services were beginning to return. And of course, this comes after a faulty software update from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike caused a massive Microsoft outage earlier this month, created chaos around among a number of industries like banks, retail, and of course, air travel. In fact, Delta announced yesterday they're going to go ahead and sue for compensation for all the lost flights. Over 6,000 flights Delta had to cancel due to this Microsoft crash. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. When we come back here, we've got some jobs updates, housing updates for you, and some lighter stories as well. Right here in Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in today, and Austin is back after his little brief illness. No more of that stuff, Austin. You
get, no more of those stunts. Yeah, I got
I don't know what you think you're doing. There's no sickness in radio. The number of job openings edged higher in June. The Labor Department says 8.2 million jobs were available at the end of the month. Analysts say the slight increase points to resilience in the labor market. The number of job vacancies increased in accommodation and food services, though, along with state and local government. On a yearly basis, the number of job openings was down by about 940,000.
And home prices broke an all-time high in May, but the upward trend is slowing. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, say that five times fast, prices rose nearly 6% on a year-over-year basis in May. However, that's down 0.5% from the annual gain in the previous month. New York, San Diego, and Las Vegas posted the biggest increases on the 20-city composite index with annual gains of nearly 9% or more.
Then consumer confidence rose slightly in July. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, the CBCCI, I'm just kidding, I don't know if that's what they call it, it edged higher from a downwardly revised June reading. The board's chief economist says worries about elevated prices and interest rates, along with uncertainty about the future, are still weighing on overall confidence. Yeah, tell me about it. I talk to people all the time that are like used car prices are down, or used car sales are down. Home sales are down. All these things are down because people are concerned about the economy. They're concerned about elevated prices. They're concerned about interest rates. So, yeah, I would definitely say it's down. But thanks for your board for telling us what we already know.
And Meta has agreed to pay Texas $1.4 billion in the largest state data privacy settlement. The alleged violation stemmed from a 2011 Facebook feature that automatically suggested tags with people's names and photos. According to the lawsuit, the feature used facial recognition to identify people in images uploaded to Facebook without the user's consent. Can't do that.
Late night host Jimmy Kimmel is out as the host of this year's Oscars telecast. He turned down the offer to host it for a fifth time. It's unclear who will host the 97th Academy Awards presentations. 97 years. Wow. It's going to be held March 2nd, 2025 at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood.
And Usher bringing his live show to movie theaters. The concert film is from the singer's show that took place in Paris during Fashion Week. It's called Usher, Rendezvous in Paris. It's going to hit theaters on September 12th for a limited run. It will play in around 2,000 theaters across the world. In a news release, the film was described as an incorporation of the essence of Usher's Vegas residency. And it's going to be put into a seductive French touch confession. So
gross.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah. Gross. 5:55, let's get traffic on the five.
Yeah, so we didn't have another Jill Biden and Flavor Flav segue.
Nope.
Right. all right, last check of the roads and weather for this hour here. We do have some backup still on I-10 traveling westbound coming from I-110 north. There was an accident report in that area that was furthering those issues, but that part has seemingly died down. Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still looking kind of backed up at this time. And now we have issues on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and on Blue Angel Parkway itself if you're traveling southbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. And that's about it on the roads. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola currently. And there are some decent chances of thunderstorms as we get into this evening. It appears to be around 60% this afternoon as you bleed into tonight with a low of 79. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. And First Lady Jill Biden is thanking rapper Flavor Flav at the Summer Olympics of Paris. She thanked the 65-year-old rap icon for sponsoring the U.S. women's water polo team. A video showed the two hugging while saying hello, and it was shared on social media. While when commenting on the team, Flava Flav said, "These are my girls. They work hard."
Yeah, it's just it's like when Donald Trump had his meeting with Kanye West at one point. It's like, why are you talking? Like, why are these two people coexisting?
Well, even before your time, Mitt Romney ended up meeting with Kid Rock, and Kid Rock wrote a song for Mitt Romney's campaign, and it's like, what is happening here?
Yeah, no, it's to get down with the pop culture and look like, hey, see, we're one of you. Rapper and actor Chino XL has passed away at the age of 50. A statement from his daughter said that their father, named Derek Keith Barbosa, showed them strength, straightforwardness, and ability to be super realistic. Barbosa began his career in music in the late 1980s before releasing his debut album in 1996. More recently, he authored several graphic novels.
Interesting. And then items belonging to the late O.J. Simpson will be auctioned off to raise money to pay civil claims. 97, the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were awarded $33.5 million in the wrongful death lawsuit. They've yet to collect any of the money. The auction comes just one day after Fred Goldman filed a $117 million creditor claim against the Simpson estate. Then items in the auction will include Simpson's personal property, like his Heisman Trophy, golf clubs, and a high-end SUV. He passed away on April 10th after a long battle with prostate cancer.
Some wacky and weird stories for you here. A Smyrna, Delaware man has racked up a couple of DUI charges in his day. Troopers stopped Linwood Sample, that's his name, for allegedly weaving in and out of traffic on U.S. Route 13 in Townsend. He showed signs of impairment and failed a field sobriety test. Okay, this happens all the time. But a computer check revealed that he had 6 prior drunk driving convictions. So to say that this man has a little bit of an issue would be an understatement.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, it bothers me. It does. I mean, look, I have friends, I have family who've had DUIs, and I'm pretty outspoken about it. Like, you get one, I think it should be, we need massive deterrence to keep people from drinking and driving. And, I've said it before, if you get pulled over for drinking and driving, your fine should be equivalent to the value of the vehicle you're driving. Mm. So you're driving a brand new Ford F-150 and cost $40,000. That's your fine, $40,000.
Golly.
And you get your license suspended for a year immediately, first offense.
Yeah.
And then if you get caught driving without a license after that, you go to jail. We need major deterrence. And 7 times? That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
To be able to get away with it like that is unreal.
Yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back next hour.